Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Monday, September 12th, 2022. This is edition number 49 of season 5. As we continue our way through the book of Genesis, we come to the penultimate chapter in this season. This is season number 5, and we'll be considering chapter 49 together this morning. My intentions, beginning in October, is to begin looking at the book of Exodus, doing very much the same thing that I've done as we've gone through the book of Genesis. There may be some slight differences, but in general, we'll take one chapter a day and work our way through the book. I do trust these times are helpful for you. I hope that they have benefited you in some way, that they've given you more understanding of God's Word. They've instructed you in your Christian walk and edified and strengthened you. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that. The information will be given to you at the end of this video. Let's pray together first, and then we'll consider just very briefly chapter 49. Let's pray together. Father, as we consider your word, even this section of that which your servant blesses his sons, we pray that through it we might be better equipped to serve you and walk in all of your ways. We pray that you'd be merciful to us even in this time, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, Genesis 49 is very poetical in structure. If you look at your English Bible, you will see how all the various lines are indented and they're structured a little bit differently than what you have seen by and large through the balance of the book of Genesis. This is an indication that we're dealing with poetic language. And in this poetic language, we note the very blessing of Jacob that is pronounced upon his sons. He's about to die, and we will see his death at the end of the chapter. But he's about to leave this earth, and before he does that, as is keeping with the custom of the day, he seeks to bless all of his sons. Now, in this blessing, there are some differences. There are some sons that do not receive a very great portion of the blessing, and there are others that receive a significant amount of the blessing. Those two tribes that typically have received the bulk of the blessing is, in fact, the tribes of Judah and of Joseph. Now, Jacob, the patriarch, he anticipates the importance of these two tribes. Of course, the tribe of Joseph is comprised of two. We have the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, and we've already talked about how Ephraim becomes very, very influential moving into the Promised Land during the period of the life of Joshua. But Judah, of course, is extremely important. He, in this tribe, exceeds all other tribes in that this tribe is the one that brings forth the very Messiah. Beginning in verse 8, we read there, "Judah, your brother shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion and as a lioness. Who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Binding his foal to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine. He has washed his garments in wine, his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk." Now, of course, this is speaking very much of the very ministry and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is, of course, from the Lion of Judah. He is the Lion of Judah. He came as a humble servant. He came as a suffering servant. But he will return as the Lion of Judah to judge the nations. His hand will be on the neck of the enemies. He will come crouched as a lion. The kingship, the lordship of Christ will never depart from him. And that is that reference there in verse 10. And of course, as I've already mentioned, Ephraim and Manasseh, but that's the blessing that fell on Joseph. Verse 22, "Joseph is a fruitful bough by a spring. His branches run over the wall. The archers bitterly attacked him, shot at him, and harassed him severely. Yet his bow remained unmoved. His arms were made agile by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel." by the God of your Father who will help you, by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that crouches beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of your Father are mighty beyond the blessings of my parents, up to the bounties of the everlasting hills. May they be on the head of Joseph and on the brow of him who is set apart from his brothers. And so we see the importance here given. This blessing that Jacob gives to all of his sons highlights something of the past, something of their lives, and that it also gives some insight poetically into the future. And that is no different, of course, for the tribe of for Joseph as well. The chapter closes with the end, really, the function, the end of Jacob. The narrative of Jacob that began many, many chapters ago, going all the way back to chapter 26, really 25, at the birth of Jacob. We now come to the end of chapter 49, and we have the death and burial of Jacob, and he is, of course, buried in Machpelah to the east of Mamre and the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite to possess as a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah, his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah, his wife. And there I buried Leah. And when Jacob finished commanding his sons, he drew up his feet into the bed, breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. And so his last will, his last desire, is that he would be buried with his family, with his father. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. If you'd like to contact me, the way to do that is there before you on the screen. And so until tomorrow, when we consider the final chapter of Season 5, Genesis chapter 50, and we look at the aftermath, really, the summary of all that has occurred to Joseph and as a result of that which happened by God's providence, may the Lord bless you today, and may you serve Him. God bless.